Picture a mother hiding in a broom closet, sobbing, not because she wants to burden her 9-year-old daughter, but because she's drowning in depression and unprocessed trauma. That daughter could feel the ghosts of her mother's pain even through closed doors, developing a pattern of hypervigilance and desperate attempts to fix what wasn't hers to repair. This is how attachment wounds travel through generations, invisible yet profoundly felt. But here's the transformative truth. That same mother eventually chose hope, sought help, and began healing, breaking a cycle that could have continued indefinitely. This moment illustrates what secure attachment is really about, not perfection, but the courage to face our own wounds so they don't become our children's inheritance. Roughly half of us grew up without secure attachments, yet we can all achieve what researchers call earned secure attachment, the ability to give our children what we never received ourselves. Parenting is like building a house. Without a solid foundation, even the best materials will crumble. Secure attachment is that foundation. The most crucial message children need isn't be good or work hard, it's you are secure with me. This gets communicated through countless micro moments, how we respond when they're hurt, how we react to their mistakes, whether our arms truly soothe them. Research identifies attachment as both safe haven, shelter during distress, and secure base, support enabling confident exploration. These patterns shape lifelong emotional responses. Secure attachment teaches reaching for support when distressed. Avoidant attachment teaches isolation. Resistant attachment teaches reaching yet rejecting. Disorganized attachment teaches shutting down or exploding. When parents seek advice about changing their child's behavior, they're asking the wrong question. The real issue isn't the child, it's the parental mindset. The essential shift involves moving from control-focused responsibility over children toward connection-focused responsibility to them. One mother learned that even with her breached son inside her body, she couldn't control him. Once born, children become separate beings with their own control panels navigating an infinitely complex world. We're legally responsible until they're 18, yet we never truly fly their planes. Instead, we're aviation mechanics, supervising, maintaining, and repairing to ensure their safety and airworthiness. Modern culture has placed excessive trust in behaviorist rewards and punishments, ignoring the relational foundation of human development. What we actually want isn't compliance or indulgence, but cooperation. Children who know their voices matter while respecting necessary limits. When children lie, they're usually protecting themselves or others. To foster honesty, model accountability without shame, and avoid harsh punishments that simply teach better lying. Your worst teacher likely focused on controlling behavior. Your favorite maintained expectations but clearly wanted to help you grow. When someone cares about our inner world as much as our outward performance, we naturally learn better. The John Wayne approach, pain equals weakness, numbness equals strength, creates isolation, not resilience. Like calloused runner's feet that crack and can't heal, emotional calluses make us fragile. While practical independence is healthy, emotional independence isn't the goal. Healthy adults don't isolate when hurting. The goal is interdependence, learning to give and receive care effectively. Responding with care when children hurt is vital, but rescuing them from emotions is counterproductive. Children need to feel their feelings to learn about them. Emotions are like waves. They rise, crest, and fall. Instead of stopping emotional waves, teach children to surf them, using empathy as the surfboard. When a social butterfly son suddenly wanted to stop riding the school bus, his mother resisted problem solving. She asked if he felt lonely or sad, and his emotions spilled out. She simply held him. "I'm here, buddy. I'm sorry you're feeling lonely." Only after he calmed could they discuss strategies. Teaching emotional regulation parallels potty training. Notice body cues, label sensations, take appropriate action. The 5 steps are notice emotions, name them, let them out, wipe away the mess, and experience relief through connection. Self-confidence develops within relationships, not isolation. children become confident after experiencing confidence in others' care. Secure attachment creates positive self-narratives. Adoration becomes, I am worthy of love. Emotional responsiveness becomes, my needs matter. And compassionate care becomes, it's okay to make mistakes. Contrary to popular belief, giving children loving attention when they're emotional won't create needy adults. Positive attention is essential for healthy development. Confidence is trust in oneself. I am worthy of safety, kindness, and connection. Arrogance is distrust of others. I am more worthy than others. Confidence connects us. Arrogance drives us to succeed at others' expense. Though arrogance appears stronger, it's more fragile. Confidence withstands failure through support and vulnerability. Arrogance leaves only self-contempt. Stanford psychologist Dr. Carol Dweck discovered children praised for being smart develop poorer self-esteem than those praised for specific efforts. When smart children fail, they question their identity. Better praise, I see how much time you put into learning spelling words. Show delight in children's presence. Light up when they enter. Express excitement about their interests. Offer hugs, write love notes, say I love you frequently. Children develop empathy by receiving empathy themselves. When children appear selfish, tune into what's happening for them first. By offering care and understanding, we make it easier for them to reflect on others' feelings without shame. Structure helps children understand boundaries and expectations. When rooted in dominance, it becomes control-focused. You do what I say when I say it. This erodes trust and offers no learning. The opposite extreme, permissive parenting, leaves children feeling lost without the boundaries they crave. Secure structure balances clarity with compassion. Growth-focused routines help children master important habits, not about controlling children, but shaping their understanding of self-care and community care. True respect comes from the French to regard, to see. It's about truly seeing each other. When we respect our children by attuning to their emotions and rhythms, they naturally learn to offer that same attentiveness to others. Effective family structure requires thoughtful implementation. Visible family calendars help children process upcoming events. Rules establish necessary limits on behaviors like hitting or name-calling. When children resist, try modeling expected behaviors, adding playfulness to chores, using repetitive slogans until behaviors become automatic, and collaborating to find solutions they can embrace. Creating a culture where honesty feels safe is crucial. Punishing lying typically backfires, motivating children to become better liars rather than more honest. As children seek independence, parents face a delicate balance. Like Lenny in Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, who loves his mouse to death, holding too tightly through guilt trips, helicoptering, or constant advice suffocates the relationship. When feeling the urge to control, identify your underlying fears and avoid personalizing their choices. Forcing independence prematurely is equally damaging. A childhood friend, terrified of swimming after watching Jaws, had her father throw her into a pool, creating more fear plus distrust. Children practice independence in small ways, like a 9-year-old responding to his mother's Shakira performance with, "Bro, just no," not disrespect, but healthy boundary setting. Share tears of celebration at milestones, but edit out expressions of fear that burden children with your pain. Standing by while they make mistakes is painful but necessary. What you offer is a secure relationship where they process mistakes and develop resilience rather than shame. Children move forward from us, not on from us. The parent-child bond remains foundational. While you can't control their destiny, you can cultivate an attuned, supportive relationship, a gift echoing across generations.